Dubai Eye
103.8. Time to catch up with our UK Europe correspondent from FSN. It is Ollie Barrett who joins us live on the line. Good morning to you, Ollie.
Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Thanks very much indeed for taking time out to speak to us this morning. We start with the B word, if that's okay, Brexit. Apparently, a deal on financial services has reportedly been struck. Is that true?
It looks like it might be true, yeah. And I almost have to apologise for talking so much and so often about Brexit, but there's little else occupying minds here in Westminster at the moment. And the Times has been reporting that London and Brussels have agreed some kind of deal, which will mean that after Brexit takes place, financial services firms here in the UK will continue to get pretty full access to the European Union. That deal, potential deal on post-Brexit financial services, has been very, very closely watched indeed, as you can imagine, by the City of London. So much European business comes through London with regards to currency trading, but so much more. And what we've seen since the Times reporting this is is pound sterling jumping against the US dollar. Clearly, investors pretty cheered by the news that a deal has been reached. The government not saying much on the record at the moment, but sources are suggesting that what's being described as a tentative deal has been arrived at on some kind of future arrangement on financial services. And the Times is also reporting that a deal has been agreed with regards to the exchange of data. And they say in the Times that the reporting suggests that the deal should be completed within 3 weeks. So that will be certainly welcomed here in the city of London, especially as there's been some concern about whether this part of the arrangement would be arrived at, and also whether more broadly a Brexit deal can be reached. We actually saw last night here in the British capital, Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, but the Chancellor was there as well, Philip Hammond, having a meeting with British businesses, large British businesses, and some of those business leaders reported a little bit of a change in tone from the UK government leadership, suggesting that they are a bit more optimistic about the kind of deal they might be able to reach and what that might mean for UK businesses. But specifically on this financial services deal, what it appears to mean is that financial services firms here in London will still be able to operate within the European Union pretty much as they do now. What that will mean in exchange is that the European Union will essentially accept that the UK will keep equivalent regulations to those that Brussels has for the market access it's going to continue to get. This granting of equivalence is exactly what many people in the City of London have been hoping would be achieved. So, as I say, not yet confirmed, but does appear that progress with regards to financial services has been made.
Understand that Brexit obviously is so multifaceted in all its dealings at the moment, but obviously this financial services stumbling block is one that's been watched on with interest, certainly from here in Dubai and the UAE, and I'm sure from the rest of the world, because it's fair to say, I'm sure, Ollie, that London is one of the financial services capitals of the world at the moment, if not the capital of the world when it comes to financial services. And the risk of a number of major money houses, major banks, major financial institutions exiting or exodusing London post-Brexit is a real risk, I assume.
It certainly is. And it's been interesting since the referendum itself, in that intervening period, what we've actually seen is most financial services firms staying in London. It had been suggested that if Britain voted to leave the European Union, they'd all immediately rush out the door and move their headquarters to European capitals or Hong Kong or New York or wherever it might be. And that didn't happen. We have seen some jobs moving to Europe with firms, you know, looking at contingencies and working out how they're going to continue to operate. But we haven't seen that mass exodus yet, and the government has been very, very keen to try and avoid it if it can. So if this deal on financial services goes through in the way that it appears to be going through, that would mean that a lot of jobs will be likely safeguarded here in London. As you say, London, for all sorts of reasons, historical, time zone, legal, the sort of culture of doing business in financial services terms here in Britain, has remained one of, if not the global financial capitals. And certainly the government will hope, and many City of London firms will hope, that if this is the deal that's going to be struck, then that will maintain that status.
Let's stay with Brexit. Absolutely no need to apologise for focusing on Brexit so much, because it is very much on the news agenda here, as well as a number of people watch on with interest. Ireland, put us in the picture of where we stand on Ireland. Is that still a stumbling block with regards to the negotiations?
Well, it appears so. It was interesting. Last night, we had a letter published from the Brexit Secretary, the man who's supposed to be handling Brexit negotiations, Dominic Raab, a letter to MPs who were asking him to go before one of the Brexit committees to be questioned on where we are in Brexit. And in this letter, he said he'd be happy to appear before this committee once a deal had been finalised. And he went on to say he currently expected that the date of the 21st of November would be suitable to appear before these MPs. Well, put two and two together and make four, and that sounds like Dominic Raab believes that a deal will be done by the 21st of November. Now, that surprised a lot of people, because it doesn't appear that a huge amount of progress is being made on that island issue. We have had political talks, political level talks on that, essentially at a standstill, since the October EU summit that didn't get anywhere particularly far with Brexit. Technical level talks continue, but they haven't been able to make much progress at that level either. The letter was dated October the 24th, so it's clearly not some kind of new breakthrough that led Dominic Raab to believe that the 21st of November would be a date by which Brexit was done. But we have had Irish officials saying that it's very much on the ball in the UK's court to intensify talks now. The Foreign Minister, Simon Coveney, was in the UK this week. He's been back in Ireland now talking about whether any progress is being made on that Ireland border issue, and he says that not much has been in the intervening period, and that it's up to the UK to now come up with new ideas. It had always been suggested we could have a final EU summit around the 13th or perhaps 18th of November. That still looks unlikely, but the UK government does believe that the Irish border issue is one that can be solved. This is all about the backstop, the idea of what do you do about the Irish border if Britain and the EU don't reach an overarching trade deal in the intervening period after Brexit takes place in March next year, but before the transition period ends. And so, if you're still with me, you know, the backstop issue is the crucial one that the European Union still want to be sorted out. It hasn't yet been sorted out, and at the moment that remains the big stumbling block to getting a withdrawal agreement signed off, which will put Britain into that transition period in March next year, 20 or so months, with a view to reaching a trade deal after it.
Still very much with you indeed. Yeah, and we're just going to refocus on to other news that is developing over in the UK at the moment. I understand that the UK's senior police chief has been asking us to refocus, or certainly not lose focus, on serious crime.
Yes, this is Sarah Thornton, who is Chief Constable of the Thames Valley, former Chief Constable of the Thames Valley Police Force, but now is in charge of the National Police Chiefs Council. She has been saying that the focus for British police should now be on catching thieves, violent criminals, getting back to basics. She says that police simply don't have the resources now to deal with what she describes as deserving issues. And in terms of what she's talking about there, she mentions the idea of gender-based hate crimes, for example. She says that for police to be logging complaints like that takes resources away from what you might say are more frontline services, like serious crime, like violent crime. She wants to refocus on crime on core policing. She says, talking to police chiefs and police and crime commissioners, we are asked to provide more and more bespoke services that are all desirable, but the simple fact is that there are too many desirable and deserving issues. So what she's not saying is that things like gender-based hate crime are not serious or are not worth attention, but what she is saying is she doesn't believe that police forces currently have the resources to deal with them, especially if a crime has not been committed, incidents which don't reach the level of criminality. So, and I think that speaks to the ongoing debate here in the UK about resources, about austerity, which the government, of course, is saying at the moment has ended. Well, police forces certainly believe that they are still very stretched in terms of resources. And Chief Constable Sarah Thornton says that must mean that police focus on more pressing, more imminent, more serious crimes than some of those that they are being told to look at.
And Ollie, finally, obviously you focus not just on UK stories, but stories across the whole of the continent of Europe. And a very worrying story coming out of France over the last couple of days, this ongoing investigation into babies. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's right. Very worrying indeed, and very scary for many of the people involved, and in some of the regions where this has been reported. But a national investigation now being launched in France into several clusters of babies that have been born with missing limbs, sometimes with missing arms or hands. But this investigation is actually being launched only weeks after a first inquiry closed down, saying that health authorities couldn't identify any common cause after reports of a dozen children being born with this condition in what appeared to be clusters of cases in three regions of France. As I say, health authorities couldn't find any common cause, shut the investigation down. But since then, we've had another 11 cases emerging in an eastern region of France, which has led to this reopening, essentially, or fresh inquiry to be launched. The condition sees upper limbs of fetuses not forming properly during pregnancy. So we have seen these babies sometimes being born missing entire upper limbs, but also forearms and hands or fingers. There are several clusters, one not far from the Swiss border, one in Brittany in Loire-Atlantique, which both are regions on the northwestern coast as well. No one really knows what's causing this or if there even is a common cause, but there will be this investigation now. A lot of people who live in some of the regions where these clusters have been reported have speculated about the possible use of pesticides, whether that is having an effect. There's no evidence of that or confirmation of that at the moment, but that's certainly going to be one line of inquiry. Eating habits, use of pharmaceuticals or drug use will clearly be things that they can look at as well. But for now, no one knows what's causing this, but there will be this national investigation in France into what is a story that is, you know, as you say, really worrying people in several regions now.
Ollie, really appreciate your time this morning. And I say the morning because I'm very conscious. It's just after 7.45 a.m. on a Thursday morning over there in London at the moment. The clocks have gone back this week. So I'm assuming that 7.45 a.m. on November the 1st, post-Halloween celebrations last night as well. London's a very different place than it was last week. Are the seasons changing?
The seasons are changing. I've just picked up a coffee, which has come in one of those holiday cups. So November the 1st has well and truly arrived.
Ollie Barrett, I'll let you enjoy that coffee without us. Thanks very much indeed to you for this morning. All the best to you and the rest of the team. Thank you very much. And we'll catch up soon.
Cheers, Tom.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.